It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Ben, I know that I'm new to this podcast, and I know that I'm going to shake things up a bit, but I am a princess, and well, you're my princess. This podcast is my princess, and I love this podcast very much, so I would love your blessing to start this podcast.
Well, from what I know, you've treated this podcast well, and you have treated it like a princess. And yes, you may.
You may start the podcast.
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You know, luckily with this podcast, we should both be retired by 50. And then we can teach kids how to surf and snowboard.
Yes. The dream.
Yes.
We would do jet skis, but somebody else already has that.
Yeah, game. I know. It's very upsetting.
We couldn't get all the sports. That's a bummer.
You know, I had a feeling that when this came out, when we knew that Chelsea was saying, I know you fucked her, that she wasn't going to be talking about Johnny and Amy. I just had a feeling.
Well, yeah, no. We can all say that confidently.
That Johnny wasn't going to be the one coming around the corner. You know, it wasn't going to be her talking to Jimmy.
No. Two condoms, Johnny? No way.
No way. Wow, what a lot of drama we had between Jimmy and Chelsea. I cannot believe that he fucked one of those two women. I don't think that
he brought the juice.
Who he refers to as his girlfriends. You're my fiance, but I have two girlfriends.
Yes.
Why do you have a problem with me having girlfriends on the side?
They're just friends with benefits. The benefits of being great friends. I don't know why you're so upset.
You're my fiance. They're my FWBs. What's the problem here? We make love, okay? I have sex with them, so you shouldn't be upset.
But I don't see myself marrying them. Yeah. I see myself marrying you. Chelsea.
Yeah, and I tell you this so you can trust me, okay? I fuck them so you can trust me. What's the problem here?
We never got a name of which one it was that he slept with of the girlfriends.
Did he say? Maybe not. No, I don't think so.
I don't know. Did comment if he said?
Yes,
folks. I don't think I heard. I don't think I heard a name.
She was just fishing. She was just fishing.
Well, I mean, she's catching a lot of the time she's fishing. So.
She is.
She's a skilled
fisher. She is, but then she is fishing. It's a lot to unpack. It's a lot. We're gonna have to break down the whole. It's a mess.
The fishing is justified because that lake is stocked.
It is. But then the Jess stuff, it's like it really seems like Jess wasn't there.
Yes. But then any goodwill with the Jess situation gets thrown out the window by the end of this episode. So we'll get into it.
He says that it seemed in the trailer that he was going to say, you are my number one, right? But with subtitles, when I was watching, he says, you were my number one. He doesn't say you are my number one. He says you were. So it was a bit of a trick there. I don't think he's saying that Jess is his number one.
He did heavily flirt with her through this scene.
Yeah, it was a little. It was a little much.
Chelsea, like right there in the backyard. That's knowing her insecurities.
Listen to Chelsea.
He's beefy.
I mean,
that's a beefcake right there.
That's a beefcake. I
mean, she was saying that with Jimmy and. With Jimmy in earsight.
Yes. We haven't seen her directly flirting with Trevor yet, though.
Yeah, I mean, he just...
That's it. That is a step above, I'd say, than saying, oh, that person's handsome.
He just missed her. He said, go over there.
I mean, is it really that bad to say, oh, yeah, that person's good looking?
Well, he said, well, you know, Jimmy said she's stacked. I thought that was.
Yeah, that's true.
And then
that's
Chelsea true. Says, double standards. That's You're a right. problem. You're and right. then Chelsea goes,
that's a beefcake right there.
What's, you know, can that's we true. Talk about that? You know, and then I saw Chelsea yeah. twirl him around right. and stare at his beefcakiness.
Yeah. She literally twirled them.
And then she didn't kiss Jimmy the whole party. Not once.
Really messed up.
I was really confused about the whole thing.
Really not okay.
No.
And she told Trevor that she loved him multiple times, but never told Jimmy once.
Yeah, I was
very that was really about weird. The whole
thing. Yeah. but we have some voicemails, some bad boys voicemails. Some of our listeners, they called into our voicemail at 1-804-BAD-BOYS. That's 1-804-BAD-BOYS. Remember, this could be you. So after you watch this week's episode, it's called 1-804-BAD-BOYS, and we will play them on next week's podcast. So let's listen to the first voicemail.
Okay.
Hey, guys. I love the pods. So much.
Us too.
Y'all are like freaking hilarious. Everything you release is golden.
So true.
The jokes are always hitting.
Yes.
I appreciate you guys.
Yeah,
us too. This area I want to share. In the trailer, we see Chelsea accusing Jimmy of having sex with someone, but I don't think she's talking about Jessica like a lot of us would assume. I think she's talking about one of Jimmy's friends that we met when Chelsea met his friends, those two girls. I think he's had sex with at least one of those girls. That scene they meet was so weird. Like, they were giving off vibes of friends that have, like, had sex before. I don't know if you guys know that vibe, but there was a vibe, and they were not just acting like friends. Or at least they have had sex before, but they've had sex sometimes, like, they're SWBs, or they've had sex at least once. They know a lot about how Jimmy is in relationships. The camera kept cutting to them when Chelsea was talking about how all of her exes have cheated with girls that they said were, like, just friends. And I don't know, the girls like looked at each other weird. I don't know. The vibes were weird. I think it's gonna come out that he's had sex with them in the past, but he didn't tell Chelsea about this previously, so she feels betrayed. Also, this could just be like my own bias, maybe insecurity, but I feel like it's impossible to believe a grown man who is single, especially a man like Jimmy who seems a little like simple. I don't think he could talk to your friends that he's only met 2 years ago it said. And not try to hook up with them at least once, you know? Like, it would be different if they were friends since, like, childhood. But they said they only met 2 years ago. The chemistry just didn't feel like friends vibes. But I don't know. What do y'all think? This is my theory. Yeah. I love the show. Sorry if I rambled on too much. But, yeah. Bye.
I think Nostradamus. Yeah, that's the thing. No. Nostradamus called into the podcast.
Amazing.
Wow. But yeah, I mean, I couldn't say it better myself. The vibes were weird. I think, yeah, that does make sense. Why wouldn't Jimmy try
we
to
should
hook
add,
up?
We should add, is there a callback number? Can we ask when flying cars are coming? I need to know, okay?
Yeah, Jimmy, yeah, I mean, it was just once though, okay? Do we believe that it was just once?
No, no. It's just like, okay, the peak of weirdness of this is that he invited them to meet Chelsea. Like, that's the absolute pinnacle, I would say.
Well, he has to have backup in case the wedding doesn't work out.
Yeah. In that moment, right at that time.
Yeah. He has to keep them around because he cuts them off, then he might lose the friendship with benefits potential. So he has to, you know, kind of hope that Chelsea's cool with it, you know? I think he's used to like smoothing things over, kind of getting his way with people, kind of like, you know, using the juiciness, you know, kind of getting the way he wants, you know. And I don't think Chelsea is one that goes with the flow.
Yes, but I do want to thank Chelsea for putting this information out there, because the juice wanted to keep this off camera.
It's about respect. Okay. It's about respect.
I'm just grateful for Chelsea that she like really did some digging, some soul searching, and realized that this was the right thing to do to let the audience know. So thank you.
She thought about what would be best for our podcast and talking about stuff. And she thought, what would Reality Alert appreciate in this situation? And she's like, know who's fucking who.
Thank you.
It's who's doing simple. The nasty? Who's done the nasty? Who's going to do the nasty?
Yes.
Let's get to our next voicemail.
Hi, my son Ben. First of all, just want to thank you for your hilarious show.
You're welcome.
It's a cliche to say, but like I can't really listen to it when I'm trying to fall asleep because you guys are so funny and keeps me from sleeping. I had a few remarks about Love is Blind. And so do you understand why people are fighting over this milk toast blob of a human being, Jimmy? Maybe it's a bit mean to say. I don't understand. Then about Johnny and Amy and contraception, I don't understand why they don't mention, like, I don't know if they know you can do other stuff that doesn't involve risk of pregnancy. I don't know, I don't want to get too graphic, but
that's a good point.
And stuff, etc. And and then I hate Jeremy, but I was wondering if he had to wear his sunglasses inside because Laura forbid him to wear his like prescription glasses, and probably has to wear sunglasses because they are prescription. I don't know. Thank you for the podcast. Bye.
Okay, let's go.
A lot of great points here.
A lot of great. Let's go point by point. So yes. the first point was, why are people fighting over this milk toast blob name?
Because he's got the juice, first of all.
Yeah, Jimmy, I was thinking about this. So I do a lot of the sound bites, and I was going through the audio. And, like, he is a good voice. It comes well through microphones. So I think that the voice really gets people.
It helps. It helps.
And then it just somehow it translates. It must. I mean, I don't know. I don't get it. I just think that might have helped through the wall, and then somehow voice. You know, when they see him,
he's a big family man too. He loves his seven frat brothers very much.
Yeah, so that was a red flag. That's also
important. Yeah,
and staying close with the fraternity brothers after so long is also a really good sign. Still chilling with the frat bros.
That's what they do. That's what they do. They're brothers for life.
Brothers for life, man. Well, I mean, you paid for it, so you should keep your friendship.
Yeah,
you
know, I mean,
when you buy your friendship, you should keep it. You don't want to break it.
Isn't that the point of fraternities mostly these days? Is like it's like a shoe-in for like connections for like jobs later.
That's what they say.
Your frat brothers are supposed to hire you when you when you graduate or something.
That's what they say. That's like a selling point to join the fraternity, but I don't know how accurate. It is, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So what was the second point? Oh, hand stuff. Well, I don't think that they ever experienced, you know, sex education. I don't think that they've ever seen, you know, any sexual movies. They probably only watch G-rated stuff. So I don't think they're aware of their bodies and anything sex. I don't think they know how sex works.
They don't. They don't know. They don't know what the other things are.
They're a little confused sexually.
They haven't discovered them. When they say, like, have you tried hand stuff, they're like, they think they're just talking about like a cool handshake or something.
Yeah, like shadow puppets, stuff like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So maybe they will try shadow puppets.
Mouth stuff, they think it's just like, what, playing Chubby Bunny or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Blowing bubbles. I would like to watch them do all these things rather than any of their scenes.
It would be great. I would love that. It's good TV. As we know, icebreakers are great TV. So,
and last, sorry, here's an Instagram comment. To pop in on a live, and the first thing you hear is, oh, hand stuff.
Welcome to reality.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is reality alert. Oh, hand stuff. That should be our new motto. And lastly, the prescription glasses thing. That's hilarious. Yeah, she probably broke. She cut up the majority of his Hawaiian tees, and she broke all of his prescription glasses, so he has to wear the prescription sunglasses.
Yes.
That makes sense.
He deserves it.
He can't see.
He deserves it.
I love that theory. All right. This is the third voicemail.
Hi. Long-time listener. First-time Patreon subscriber. I just want to give a plug for it because it totally works. $5. I love hearing about listener Maria. Girlfriend Maria is far more superior than listener Maria, but I would like a 4 episode. on that. And also the Instagram caption guessing game, it's peak comedy. So I want to keep that going. Anyway, cannot look forward anymore to the episodes that are dropping tonight and hearing what you guys think.
Wow.
Patreon.com/reality alert. Only $5, folks. Only $5.
Now, I want to say a statement from my girlfriend Maria. She does not want a war of the Marias.
No.
We have to delineate between Marias here because we have a pretty big listener named Listener Maria. So when we talk about them, we have to delineate. Yes. Between the two, yes.
Important distinction.
Yes. So, but you heard it here first. We have games, things, starts at only $5 a month, totally worth it. So everybody should join in on the patreon.com/reality alert. And we have one more voicemail from our friend Kim.
Yay.
Yes. Oh, Aster Reeds is here. Agree on the IG game. It was fun. Also get Maria a chair, please. Okay, guys, we don't have a chair. We only have one chair in the sublet we're in right now. And this desk is 5 feet tall.
I love how defensive you get about this chair thing.
Because you think
everyone thinks that you're like not being chivalrous or something.
That I'm like torturing her. Yeah.
It's not the case. They don't think that about you.
I feel terrible that I make Maria stand while we podcast.
Yeah.
I keep offering her the chair. She won't switch.
Well, why did you put hot coals under her feet?
Yeah, I do. Dude, it reminds me of, so anyone who doesn't watch Patreon, I'm currently subletting, and it's like a standing desk, and we have this one, like, basically adult high chair. So, like, I'm tall, so the only way Maria and I can podcast at the same time is if she, like, stands next to me because of the microphone height. So she has to stand while we podcast.
Yeah.
So people keep, you know, hating on me.
Usually it's very funny if she sits because you only see the very tip of her head.
The tip of her head. Yeah. It reminds me of this thing that people were passing around showing Taylor Swift with her ex-boyfriend Joe Alwyn, and he was on the booth side at a restaurant and she had the chair. And uh-huh. People were saying that's why they broke up, because he didn't give her the booth. Saying that he wasn't chivalrous. Oh. How dare he?
When my wife and I get in a situation like that, I tell you what, we're both in that booth cuddling right up, because everybody's going to get that comfort.
I can't believe
sit in that chair. No way.
All I know is that Joe Alwyn is a monster. I can't believe he didn't give Taylor the booth every time. No wonder
it is fucked up.
No wonder it didn't work out.
Yeah. I heard that Travis Kelce, when he takes her out to restaurants, he sits on the floor and he eats on the floor while she eats on the booth chair.
Sometimes he acts as the chair, but he puts like booth material on him.
Yes.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. All right, we have one more voicemail from Kim.
Wow.
Hey, it's Kim. One of the guys I follow on Instagram called Jimmy Charlie Brown, and now I can't unsee it. So I just thought I'd share with you guys. All right.
I wish they liked me. Nobody likes me.
Oh, no.
You just want me to come running up to kick that ball so you can pull it away and see me land flat on my back and kill myself.
Whoa. Everybody whoa.
Jesus, Charlie.
Charlie. Jimmy. Jimmy Brown.
So is Chelsea Lucy in this?
That's what I'm thinking. Chelsea's the one that keeps fucking with Jimmy, you know?
Who's Lionel?
To live his... Well, who's Linus?
Linus, yeah.
Do you call him Lionel?
I called him Lionel.
I think it would have to be Clay because he's a baby who needs his blanket. So... yeah.
Probably.
Cole would have to be Pigpen because he's dirty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna have to do a whole meme of.
Are we sure that Chelsea? Are we sure that Chelsea's not Snoopy because of the dog collar thing?
Oh, definitely Chelsea's Snoopy. We're gonna have to do a whole Peanuts as Love is Blind thing on Instagram.
Oh, can't wait!
Can't wait. Send us in your suggestions.
Let's do Heathcliff. Let's do Family Circus.
Yes, any season. Let us know what you think. We'll do everything. All right, let's get in to actually recapping this episode now that we're 20 minutes into
this
podcast.
Sorry, everyone.
Yes. Jeremy and his mom, we meet Layla the dog. The dogs have started getting introduced for us.
Thank God.
Yes, finally.
The editors, they realized how wrong they were and they corrected. Good for them.
Yes. Jeremy tells his mom that he just ran into a girl he was in a love triangle with, and then it turned out it was 4:30 a.m. all of a sudden, so he decided to give her a ride home, and then all of a sudden...
He was just being nice. He was doing the right thing, Mom.
And then he went home, and he told Laura exactly what happened, right? She didn't confront him. He just told her.
Yes, right away. And in the exact order of events of how they happened and never left anything out once.
This is what happened. So, you know, I think it's good. Jeremy's being upfront.
I don't think the mom was buying a second of this the whole time.
No, no. I mean,
she's been dealing with this since he was in elementary school.
Exactly. She was like, yeah. She says, you're lucky it wasn't me, you know?
Yeah. she knows what's up.
She's like, I cleaned that whole house for you and you already fucked this up. You see how clean that house was? I left that nice note. God. Oh, Kim says, I think they should make a golden Love is Blind next. I love Jeremy's mom. That would be fun. Ooh. Yeah, I was watching The Golden Bachelor, though, and I was thinking how fun would it have been if it was mostly older women, and then there was a couple ringers of younger women in there, and we see if he gives into the temptation. You know, you have two, like, 22-year-old really hot bikini babes in there, and then we see what he's going to do and see if America's going to hate him, you know, yeah. We'll see what's going to happen.
Let's test people.
Yeah.
Let's do it. We can do whatever we want here. It's reality TV. It's the wild.
Yeah. It would have made the show. It would have made Golden Bachelor better. Amy and Johnny. Well, this was interesting. I noticed on the lower third, we got they were telling us that they're at Blue South Townhomes. These are the little boxes that they live in that right. All look just the same. Well, I looked up the address, Ben. 920 Blue Central Road, Pineville, North Carolina.
Not I like that you did all this just because we had to talk about Amy and Johnny in a segment.
Not even in Charlotte. Not what? Even in Charlotte.
Where
Pineville.
Is it?
Pineville. That's not a Charlotte address. That's not Charlotte.
I feel lied to.
More lies. I got to say, as somebody that lives in a place with ridiculous rents, I was looking at what you get for the money. I was like, oh my God, I have got to move to Charlotte. I've got to go there. The culture. I got to check out Lost and Found. I got to.
Yeah, you're just now discovering that the two biggest cities in America that you've been living in are expensive.
Oh my God, I got to move to Charlotte, guys. I got to go. I got to hang out with
you. What a revelation for you.
I couldn't believe it. Are you telling me? Oh my God.
Dude, you could, with the money that you'd save, you could have your own jet ski business.
Oh my God. Yeah. I could just, you know, live like a princess.
I'm a princess. I wasn't meant to do this.
Yeah, nothing to talk about Amy and Johnny. There's nothing.
Yeah. Well, I'm just glad something's getting screwed.
Oh! yeah. Anyway, anything to say about Jimmy's family? They really liked Chelsea. They quite liked her.
Yeah. Jimmy's mom's a pack rat. I'd love to see more about that.
Yeah, I want to see some hoarders episode. I'd love to a crossover.
What does she hoard exactly? I'd love to know. You know.
Yeah.
I wish they had just talked the whole time about that instead of this other boring stuff.
Yes. We get this really long AD and Clay moment that definitely could have been edited down. Like Clay's not there, then he's there, then he leaves, then he comes back.
I was like, wait, where's he going? I was like, he's got to sell a jet ski real quick or what? What's
it's
going
like
on?
Noises off. It's like a British farce with people going in and out doors. You're like, what's going on, Clay? Clay's coming in with like different wigs on and different accents, playing different characters.
Speed it up and play Yakety Sax underneath it.
Yeah, please. AD is excited to see Clay because she hasn't seen him since yesterday afternoon, of course. She had this whole arts and crafts project for them where she wrote 25 reasons that she liked him. Do you think she made popsicle houses for him and stuff like that? Yeah, stuff like that, little arts and crafts.
How cute. Hand turkeys. Yeah, I heard Jessica helped her with
that. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
They were going to cut out snowflakes, stuff like that. That might be a little advanced.
That's too much for them.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
AD's mom asks if he's in the Secret Service. No, he drives jet skis, okay? It's very serious business. He refuels them. But you can see that AD is, like, so into Clay. Like, her eyes, like, light up when he shows up.
Yeah. They're moms, too.
They do not... They are willing to look past every red flag. Every Mom time
wants to go on Golden Bachelorette and have Clay as a contestant, I think.
Every time he says, I'm not ready for marriage, I'm going to cheat on you, they say, well, we can work with that. This is okay. This is okay. And what keeps coming up is I keep being like, yeah, your parents were married for 25 years. Yeah, they were problems, but they lasted 25 years. It's like
it was a good run.
It was a really good run where your dad cheated on your mom for 18 years of that marriage the whole time. I'm like, you're really ignoring like the big details here and how
something... he's hot.
He's a
matter, dude.
God, isn't he good looking? Yeah, his mom, her mom is trying to like talk to her, and she's like, "Isn't he gorgeous?"
Yeah. He keeps being like cut off. He's saying like, "I'm really worried. I'm going to cheat. I'm really," and they're just like, "You're so pretty."
Yeah. Can you take your shirt off? Can we put some oil on you? Some baby oil? Body shots? Can we get some shots?
I will follow a man off a cliff without a parachute because I know he'll be down here and he will catch me.
Can we talk about this metaphor?
That's great. I love it.
So she will follow him off a cliff. So this means that he would walk off the cliff first, right?
Well, it wasn't specified if he walked or not.
Oh, he could have jet skied off a cliff.
He could jet ski. He could parachute off of a jet ski. We don't know.
Okay, but he will go off the cliff first, probably.
But he'll land safely on the ground somehow.
And then he will catch her.
Yes, parachute or not.
How can she trust that he won't all of a sudden get a jet ski refueling appointment
and
have to leave? How is she not seeing or have to go cheat on her because he can't help it?
He does often come late to things. She might be dead in this scenario.
Yeah, I think she really needs to think about this.
Yeah.
Here's a big question that I have to ask you, and it was posed by AD's mom. Are AD and Clay the next Barack and Michelle Obama?
I don't want to speak too soon, but probably, yeah.
I like lips, butts, and stuff.
Do you see that?
Did you find an AI to do?
I can't do the State of the Union because I have to refuel a jet ski.
Can you see
he
him?
He actually said those things.
Can you see him as Obama, you know?
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm a little baby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I really see the similarities.
Oh, yeah.
Michelle, I'm afraid I'm going to cheat on you.
Oh, yeah. I really see it, yeah.
Michelle, I'm going to cheat on you.
I like this. Stuff.
Wow. Poor Michelle.
Poor Michelle, I mean.
But at least he's honest.
He's honest. Yes. So do we see Clay as president and AD as first lady, guys?
Absolutely.
Do we see this happening?
Absolutely. Why not?
Yes. Let's get to this Amy and Johnny blessing scenario. Johnny meets Amy's dad for the first time. And, you know, Amy has said that this guy is really going to be protective, be a hard ass, but he was just really nice and laid back about this whole thing. We did not get a Bliss's dad scenario. We got a typical boring.
We needed thing. Bliss's dad in this moment.
Yeah. Why couldn't Bliss's dad show up?
Do you think Bliss's dad would have really, I don't know. How would Bliss's dad have reacted to Johnny? He would have just been like, I don't even know what to do with
you. Like, you're a fucking idiot. You think you're going to retire by 50 in this economy? And then what are you going to do with your life? And also like you don't want to leave money left over for your current children. You just want to retire. Like, you know, you might want to, you know, leave some inheritance for your kids. You probably aren't going to want to retire just by 50, you know, but
yeah,
that's my case.
All those kids that they're going to have at 50 years old, you got to leave something behind for them.
Yeah. You're right. They probably will never have kids. No. But yeah, it was kind of a
adoption disappointment. Adoption isn't safe, man.
What? Sorry, I couldn't hear it.
Adoption isn't safe. It can get you pregnant.
Sorry, there's a train going in the background through the scene for no reason.
I bet there wasn't even a train, and the editors, the editors just got bored, and they put.
They were like, down. Maybe it'll give us an excuse to cut this shorter.
The editors start putting in like jackhammer sounds in the background. So they sign the contract. The dad and Johnny. The dad gets 3 goats. And 4 sheep, and Johnny gets Amy's hand in marriage. Okay. The moment that you came,
I knew I was safe. Yeah, this song was interesting because we know that no one has come yet. So, it says, the moment that you came, I knew that I was safe. No one has come in this relationship, and we basically have evidence of that based on all these discussions that they've had.
Yeah, there's nothing like that.
Okay, let's get to the big fight. It's fight night here on Reality Alert.
Let's go.
Ding, ding, ding. Jimmy and Jels, they're under the covers outside. It's cute. They're having a cute little night
what
here.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? He's like, my family went well. And then Chelsea's like, babe, I was so cranky with you this morning. Wasn't that cute? And Jimmy says, you can't be cranky with me. And she says, the camera crew left and you went out and you didn't invite me. And then it's like, did he invite her? Did he not? But he went out for one of his friend's birthdays.
Uh-huh.
And we're getting this argument and I'm confused what she's upset about. Because she seems very initially, it seems that she's just upset that Jimmy left for an hour and a half. And then it comes out that she got texted by Mackenzie from the pods who saw him out. And she's like, why is your man out without
you? And why was Mackenzie from the pods at this birthday party? Did she know the same person?
I think she was just out at the bar. They were out at the same bar together.
Lost and found. They're all at Lost.
Yeah, they're all lost and found.
Uh-huh.
And she's wondering why Jimmy would be out without Chelsea, because couples cannot do things separated.
No,
they cannot.
It's inappropriate.
This, when this conversation started, I was like, what is happening? Because this seems like, I'm not saying she's clingy, but I'm like,
don't
is
do
it really,
it, Max.
I would never say that. I'm not saying this initially appeared as a stage 5 clinger situation. I would never say that, but I'm thinking, what is the big deal about somebody leaving for an hour and a half to go get a drink for their friend's birthday?
That's not a big deal.
What was your read?
My read was, is that this was a precursor to what she really wanted to talk about.
Yeah. I was like,
was the thing about the FWBs.
Yes. But it's weird because at the end of the conversation, she goes back to this. She keeps talking about how she doesn't want to be with somebody that parties. But he's like, I don't party.
Yeah, I think that's just, I think that's kind of on the BS side of things. I think the real thing she wanted to talk about was the fact that he still texts and hangs out with these people that he's fucked before.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And
clearly on her mind.
And he can't give them up. Let's listen to this.
I have been with you every
day. Where do you go when you work?
That's where we're not on the same page.
Where do you go when you work?
Here.
Really?
Here.
To you.
I went to my apartment one day.
Mm-hmm.
I work.
Who do you text all day? Who do you text?
Oh my goodness. If you're fishing for me to tell you that I text my girlfriends all the time.
I see.
If you want to sign up with me, you have to sign up for all my friends too.
It's a respect thing, babe. It's a respect.
I'll take a step back from hanging out with girlfriends if that's what you want. You haven't asked me.
Yes, I have, but apparently I haven't fucking listened.
When? Tell me right now. Do you want me to take a step back?
Of course I do. And I told you that.
I'm not willing to take a step back.
I like how he sets her up so we can knock her down. Yeah, we take a step back. Just kidding. Psych.
Psych. Gotcha.
Loser.
Loser says what? Tells you what? And he goes, ha. Gotcha.
Those friends with benefits around. Relationship is open. All right, so is she saying that he's like going to hang out with?
That's the fishing part. She's fishing to see if he's still fucking them, which I, from what I am gathering as a viewer, no, he's not.
Yeah, I'm not getting that.
And maybe she is being a little too jealous, but also it's a weird fucking situation.
Oh, definitely.
And it is sketchy. So she, in her own right, I think she is right to be concerned, but she's fishing hard.
She's fishing hard. Like I would be like, I mean, I would never be him, but I'd be like, oh my God. Like, it's just like, it's just like, she is so, and I'd be like, oh, you're fishing so hard. It's like, she's just making shit up. So it's hard. It's like, it's a be.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, Laura says in the comments, I've banged so many of my dear friends. It's a great icebreaker. Look, I don't, they're like sisters to him, guys. Okay. Yeah. It's not weird.
It's not like that.
Yes. Yeah. He does his typical move. He runs away and he brushes his teeth.
Run away.
How many toothbrushing sound bites do we have?
So many. I'm just so glad that Love is Blind Orchestra let us know what he was doing. He was running away from it all. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Running away and brushing his teeth.
Yes. And thank you,
Shane. The lost verse, I think, that we didn't get.
Yeah.
Brushing his teeth. Getting them clean.
I've just never been with, I've like never been in an argument or even seen this on TV with somebody who's fishing like this, you know, just being like, you did this thing that's not true. And then seeing if it is true, like it's pretty crazy behavior. I have to say, I've never seen anything like it.
Like I said, though, that lake is stocked.
I know, but just like you keep saying things that could be true, but they're not, to see if there is true. I guess that's what fishing is, but I've never seen it before and I've never experienced it.
Show you what she thinks about his level of intelligence, that she might be able to catch him that way.
I think it speaks more to her, what she thinks about his level of sketchiness.
Yeah, well, both. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
He just keeps talking about how she thinks about, he wants her to trust him. And then we finally get the other, what we've been waiting for weeks.
A physical relationship with them. I want you to trust me.
You do though. You fucking do. You told me you fucked her. And the fact that you're saying you're unwilling. No, I don't give a fuck. I know you fucked her and you told me that.
Because I want you to trust me.
And I do trust you, but I'm uncomfortable with it.
I told you off camera.
Sorry, I have to pause. Does any of these actions sound like she trusts him?
No.
But I trust her so much.
She wants the wedding so bad, dude. Isn't it obvious?
No, she trusts him.
It doesn't matter how little she trusts him. She wants that fucking wedding day so bad. Isn't it obvious? She wants it so bad. So bad.
do trust you. I do. I just don't believe anything you say or any of your actions or that you love me. But I do trust you. And I think you're fucking your friends and Jess, but I do trust you.
On their honeymoon, where were you during the wedding? I saw them there.
You're fucking AD. You're fucking both your friends. You're fucking Jess. You're fucking Mackenzie.
You're fucking the minister.
Minister, all your fab the brothers. Daughter? God. But I do trust you.
Let's continue on.
Camera that like.
I know, but then
I don't want to talk about that.
I'm sorry. But
there's like a level of respect. I introduced you to her. I like put her in a situation to be on
and
camera.
I love her, but this is a respect issue.
It was a one.
You're not single.
It was a one-time thing.
Okay, but okay. You're not single anymore.
It was a one-time thing.
Calling and texting and being with each other when I'm gone out of town.
It's because they care about.
It's because of what?
Yeah, it was a respect thing. You know, just keeping it off camera, making it so you can't talk about it a lot. So, it's like, just sweeping under the rug. You can't talk to me about it all the time. We can't address this big issue in our relationship.
Anyways, I'm going to hang out with my girlfriends.
So. Yeah. When is Chelsea?
We're having a slumber party tonight.
When did Chelsea go out of town? Why are we, like, I feel like I'm watching The Ultimatum again, where all this stuff happens off camera. I didn't feel like in previous Love is Blind seasons, like, a lot of shit was happening off camera.
You probably just went to work in Charlottesville, or in Charlotte.
Charlotte, they were in Pike.
Yeah, because they were in Pike. Pikeville,
or whatever the fuck it's called. They're probably in LA. It's probably all fake.
Yeah. It's all set.
It's all set. No, yeah, I really just feel like the first season of Ultimatum, when all this shit happened off camera, this season it keeps coming up and I'm like, I've never felt like this in Love is Blind where I feel like we're missing all this stuff. I hate it. Film them 24 hours.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah, just like Jeremy's suggestion on his IG, film 24 hours a day.
But really, if they're going out at night, they should be filmed. If things are happening off camera, that's like it doesn't work as the viewer.
Yep, I agree. It's clear that like producers are being like, oh, this did happen. You need to say that. Like now we have to shoot a scene where you confront Jimmy about this and you say it out loud that he had sex with one of his friends before.
Yeah, they got them liquored up and then they were like, okay, do this scene.
I bet you it's just the producer straight up telling them like, oh, this happened. You need to say it on camera.
Oh, no, it felt very staged in the beginning of it. Like, yeah, we were cranky this morning. And then luckily it went off the handles, you know, for us. It was very good.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Chelsea. But, yeah, I mean, she just keeps reminding him that he's not single.
Yeah.
And then she does the fishing about Jess. The Jess fishing.
And this is way out of left field, I think.
He's like, what? He's like, who said Jess was there? And she's like, Mackenzie said you were with Jess. And he's like, yeah, Jess was not there. I was with my 8 fraternity brothers and their 2 girlfriends, which is definitely a red flag. Anytime there's any amount of fraternity brothers anywhere, it's bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But I love how the Kardashian thing comes up, which we knew would come up. He was like, no, I didn't say she's Kardashian. Jeremy said she looked like Kardashian at the gym, okay? I didn't say it.
You twirled her!
You twirled her! Yes. Just like Ava says in the chat, Jimmy being a frat does make so much sense.
Yes.
It everything adds up. So Chelsea says she doesn't want to be with somebody who likes to go out as much. It all comes back to, it's not really about the friends with benefits. It's not about him not being trustworthy, her not trusting him. She just doesn't want to be with somebody who parties, you know?
Yeah.
With this party animal.
Not
That's
for her.
That's what it's all about.
Him all drinking. These men with their Hawaiian shirts and their parties.
Yeah.
Their jet skis. We're trying to settle down, boys.
I love that
she says all these things to him, like, you don't love me, I don't trust you. And then he leaves and she's like, please don't leave, we're talking. We're having such a nice little chat.
The producers made me.
Please come back.
Please marry me.
Please. But what a good time. Well, we get to Clay and AD now. Well, do you have anything else to say about Chelsea and Jimmy's spectacle?
No.
Spectacular. All right. Clay and AD. We meet Rico, AD's dog.
Rico!
Clay, AD shows Clay how she picked out the bridesmaids' dresses and the color. And he goes, oh, I don't think that color works for me. This man does not understand weddings at all. It's like he doesn't even, it's like Johnny and sex, you know?
Yeah, it's, there was a miseducation at some point.
A total mystery to him, weddings.
Yes.
They start filling out the marriage license and this freaks out Clay a little bit. And then we get this. I'm just going to play it.
And watching Love is Blind last yesterday and kind of seeing the examples I saw, I was like, wow, like that is what a husband is supposed to come. Like he says all the right things. It's like me, I don't, there's a lot of things that way I think that I don't think is mature enough for a marriage. And then I'm watching, you know, I'm actually watching a show and I'm seeing some of the men that are like really ready. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at myself, I'm like, damn, I'm a little bit embarrassed by that. And like, you know, especially articulating that to you. Because everything you've done has been simply but amazing. Like,
I have a few questions.
Yeah. Who?
Yeah, who? yeah, who is a good example on Love is Blind of what a husband should be? Matt? Is it Matt and Colleen?
Matt. Yeah, Matt, and Colleen. Matt. It's Matt.
Cole?
Cole. Well, Cole didn't get married, so.
Yeah, but who knows if he had time to finish. Maybe he's going out to buy a Nerf gun right now.
Brennan?
Could be Brennan.
He was willing to get circumcised.
Yes, 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 yes. Could be Shake?
Shake, maybe.
Could be Shake. Shake was willing to say yes, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So many stellar guys to go after.
Barnett?
Could it be Paul? Barnett? Could be Paul.
He's not ready. He's not ready.
Yeah.
Just look at his schedule. So full. I just don't know how he's going to have the time for the wedding.
That's the only problem. Oh, yeah, you're right. He does bring up the date of the wedding. And he's like, Everything hinges on that date. You're right. He's probably gonna be late. He's probably not afraid of the wedding. It's just the date. He has a few jet skis to refuel that day.
Yeah.
For rental. Now, is this cross promotion within Love is Blind for Love is Blind? Do you think it's encouraging people to go back and watch Love is Blind within Love is Blind?
It could be.
Was this an sponsored ad for Love is Blind?
To watch the previous seasons?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes.
It's an advertisement.
Or to watch Reality Alerts recaps.
Wow. And to subscribe on patreon.com/reality alert.
Yeah. Season 1 is up there.
I think he mentioned that.
He did. Yeah.
Yeah. He says love is love, you know? So if that's true, why do they have to get married at all?
That's true.
Love is love, guys.
No, Max, you can't be bringing up points like that.
He says love is love, but love is blind. I think he's ruining the experiment.
This experiment doesn't work unless they get married.
Well,
they
that's what get married. That's what AD says. She says, I'm okay with a no, but then I'm dropping you. Okay. I'm rolling with the scientists and their clipboard.
I think she's confusing the ultimatum with love is blind.
Yeah. It's
the rules. You have to marry or move on. So he's like, I think you're thinking of ultimatum. And she's like, this is my ultimatum to you. And he's like, you're definitely thinking of ultimatum. And she goes, no, this is Love is Blind.
I'm following the footsteps of Nick and Vanessa, the hosts of this show. He's like, oh, I see where you're getting confused because they host Ultimatum too. I get it. She's like, yeah, Reality Alert covers this show. He's like, yeah, they cover both shows. You should listen to them when they cover
she's
both.
Like, and then at the altar, she's like, I choose you as my perfect match.
Yeah. So Clay says, as a man, he has to be good at leading. You know, because men were
men lead.
Men lead.
You'll they notice lead. That jet skis only go in a flying V form.
Yes, on the lake. And only men can ride them.
Only men are up front.
Off of cliffs, and women follow.
And then we catch them.
I didn't like at the end of this when she asked Clay for a huggy. It made me
a little huggy?
Uncomfy. Yeah, can I have a huggy? Huggies like are diapers. It's very weird. Diapers.
Well,
yeah.
he does
like, yeah, oh, holding. Okay. So he needs to be changed.
She wanted a huggy, a dirty huggy, so yes. That she could give him a clean huggy.
I'm a little baby.
Yes, that makes sense.
I love that this is just in our soundboard now forever. It's AI.
I like lips, butts, and stuff.
Mr. President! Because you can't be saying things like that.
Yeah.
Michelle, I'm afraid I'm going to cheat on you.
Wow. Oh my God.
This is inappropriate.
It's very inappropriate.
For a president.
Chelsea and Jimmy, they make up. But first, Jimmy is like, we're not going to make up. But then Chelsea, you know, kind of ropes him back into it. She says, we had a bad, you know, we had a one little hiccup and you're just going to bail?
It's not a big deal.
It's just a little hiccup.
So you got friends with Ben, but it's not a big deal.
Yes.
Okay.
So
I don't trust you at all, but it's fine.
They agree that they had like this terrible fight. And then Chelsea says this.
Like,
I felt more in love with you yesterday than I ever have. I felt it so much from you.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Do you like how they play the creepy music? Because it's so weird that she says that. They're like, the music's like.
Which moment was the moment where she felt so in love with him? Was it when she was casting out that line, trying to reel him back in?
It was probably when he said, like, ask me to cut off my friends with benefits. And she said, cut them off. And he said, psych!
Yeah, then he stuck his hand out and he was like, no, but seriously, like, I'm really sorry about tonight. And then she goes to shake his hand. He goes, oh,
too slow.
Too slow.
I learned that in the frat. I learned the frat. My Bruce. Freshman, such a frosh. All right, I can't wait for a first year of marriage when I haze your ass.
Hell yeah, brother.
Oh man. Oh yeah, that's why he doesn't like hell yeah, brother, because only his frat bros can say that.
Yeah, only his seven closest friends. Yeah.
Not nine because of the friends with benefits. They can't. They're his sisters.
We don't know who he's fucked yet, Max.
And he's fucked everyone.
We don't know. We might see a preview for another episode where it's like, I know you fucked your seven frat brothers.
He has the juice. He's fucked everyone. He can't help it. And then he won't make Chelsea cookies because he's tired. He's
unbelievable.
Just,
what a piece of shit.
How can you trust him? All right, we finally get to the barbecue by the lake, and Clay is working, typical.
I was really hoping that he would show up to the party at the lake on a jet ski.
Yeah, I was
really hoping for that.
Either he would show up on a jet ski or he wouldn't show up because he was so busy.
Yeah.
One of the two. They pass around a scrunchie of truth, although we don't really see it. Amy says that Johnny said that Jeremy said that he and Sarah Ann hung out one night until 5:30. Laura says, what do we think happens at 5 a.m. when you spend the night? And Laura basically says that she doesn't think Jeremy ever cared for her. He was a fake-ass shit. He was fake-ass shit in the pods. And he had feelings for Sarah Ann that he didn't know how to process.
I agree.
Yeah. I think she said it perfectly.
I think Laura's pretty on point here. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Laura, by the way. I really do. I think she's one of the characters in this show that I'm like, you know, I like this person.
Yeah, I like aspects of her. I don't like that she wants to like control what people wear and stuff.
Yes. That's a little obnoxious. But overall, I like how she handled this situation.
I do too. I don't think she's like, let's make it work. I love you. Yeah. Even though you're cheating. Like, oh, even somebody though stood up for themselves. Wow. Props to you.
Oh, fuck me.
And I think Laura must have been watching a Johnny and Amy scene when she said this.
Can I drown myself?
Because that's what I always say. So Jeremy reveals that they haven't spoken in like 4 days, or they haven't seen each other in 4 days or spoken in 3 days. So it seems like this isn't going to work out between them.
No, I feel I can safely say they're not going to make it to the altar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trevor shows up. The mullet is gone. The red hairline is still there. So the psoriasis is acting up or something's going on.
It was not a shampoo from the hotel that he was in while filming the pods.
No, they live in the pods. They live in the quarters. and Chelsea, you know, she's feeling it.
That's a beefcake right there.
Or there was a beefcake as part of like the food that they had.
You know, we can't rule it out.
Yeah, we don't know.
It is a barbecue. Maybe someone brought a beefcake.
They could have been cooking up a beefcake on the grill.
It is the South. You know, yes, they have beefcakes down there.
Yeah, that's a big delicacy in Charlotte, North Carolina, or Pikesville, wherever they are.
You could tell me that and I'd believe it. I would. I've never been to North Carolina.
Jess and Mackenzie show up and Jess goes for the handshake, but Jimmy gives her a church hug. Ooh.
Ooh.
You like me, huh? Ooh.
Yeah. Wow. Chelsea is, she feels awkward about this whole thing. I wonder why.
Oh, this is so awkward.
Because the sparks are there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm feeling it.
He's like, oh.
I wasn't sure if there were sparks, and then the music told me.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
Like, I didn't know you were a hot mom.
Oh, I didn't know I was getting some MILF action out of this.
This changes everything. With Autumn, I'd love to meet her. My child.
Yeah, why didn't she bring Autumn? This would have been an appropriate.
It would have been a great place for a kid.
Yeah. Clay finally shows up. Clay is there and probably a few hours late. Jess is talking to Laura, but she's clearly feeling, tense about the whole thing. And we get a classic reality TV line.
Literally, my heart is in my butt.
My heart is in my ass right now. Because my heart is in my asshole right now.
We've heard this on The Circle a lot. You know, the producers.
I'm going to guess that a creative producer from The Circle is potentially working on Love is Blind.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be, you know, like, it's just too common.
Yes, like Litty Titty.
Yeah.
It's a thing in the reality TV world.
It's a big thing.
My heart is beating in my vagina.
My heart just dropped out of my ass.
It's too common. But I'm glad that, you know, they're making it work, and that, you know, I think that Jess and Jimmy are going to be very close and all of that stuff, you know. Do you think that they're going to end up together?
Absolutely. Until another show premieres. They are flirting a lot. We talked about this at the beginning. When they do finally talk, you know, Jess is doing that whole like thing where she's pretending like she's respecting Chelsea through all this, and she's like, "I'm really happy for you. I'm really happy for you." But then she's like, "Oh, why do you think I'm smart?
Yeah, I'm the smartest person that you've ever met.
I mean, like, when you hugged me, like, I couldn't even breathe. I needed my EpiPen.
Yeah. Oh, man. And then, yeah, we had lots of cleavage shots of Jess. They're really trying to show us that she's being alluring to Jimmy. You know, we get the eye, you know, from his POV, you know, what is Jimmy looking at? What does Jimmy care about?
Yes.
The cinematography is on point here.
I heard they cut a scene where she was like washing a car in short shorts.
Yeah. Was she eating a Whopper at the same time?
Yeah.
Jess does accept his apology. Jimmy says, in reality, you were my number one still. I don't know what that means. He doesn't say you are my number one still. You were my number one still. What does that mean?
I don't know. Jimmy's a confusing guy, isn't he?
That's why he's so hot. He's an enigma. He's a tough nut to crack. That's why that's where the juice comes from.
Do you think he could be purposefully ambiguous just to leave doors open?
Probably.
That's what it seems like to me.
Yeah, I mean things with Chelsea aren't going well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you think that's going to work out?
Yeah. I do not. I don't.
Kim says, so why did he pick Chelsea if Jessica was his number one? Because I think he's lying to Jessica.
Well, he doesn't want to have a kid. That's what it
is. Yeah, that's what happened. He
liked... And Chelsea said that she looked like Megan Fox.
Yeah, Chelsea said he looked like he liked Jessica more. But Chelsea said she looked like Megan Fox, and he didn't want to become the stepfather to a 10-year-old kid and get married to someone within 4 weeks because that's a ridiculous thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's like not just having a kid. It's like, oh, I'm going to marry you in 4 weeks. Like, that's not enough time to acclimate to deciding if you want to, like, become part of someone's family. You know, like, that's a pretty big deal. It's kind of.
Oh, yeah.
A very rash decision by Jess, too. Yeah, I think Laura says Chelsea came across as super easygoing in the pods. She did. She came like a lot. People, I mean, so did Zenob, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're able to like play it cooler in the pods, and then your insecurities come out more. I think Jimmy probably didn't reveal in the pods, I have a lot of friends with benefits. And also didn't reveal that he was a party animal who goes out till 4 a.m, you know, with his frat bros doing keg stands, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Kim says Chelsea's a huge catfisher. She definitely fishes and she was a catfish. So I can't deny this. Well, what a fun little episode that we had. I had a great time. Ben, did you?
I got the juice. That's all
we got the juice. We're going to be back tomorrow recapping episode 11. Haven't watched it yet. I know we're going to get some wedding dresses, so going to come in with their critiques. These ladies better be ready. They better have chosen some pretty dresses or else... I'm going to come at him. Same for the guys. Better chosen some beautiful tuxes.
Max is the Simon Cowell of wedding dresses.
Yes, I'm going to tell
and
him.
And I'm the Paula Abdul.
Yeah,
I think they all just look so beautiful, so pretty.
Fashion police, what not to wear. Joan Rivers in the house. Let's go. Let's do it. Hopefully get some Bachelor and Bachelorette parties. I love it. Laura loves it. She loves Max's wedding dress hot takes. Let's go. Anyway, we will see everybody tomorrow, recapping episode 11 and then next week for the finale. Subscribe on patreon.com/realityalert. Leave us some reviews. We need them on Apple and Spotify. 5 stars. Really helps the podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Reality Alert and subscribe to us on YouTube. You can see videos. You can watch us live. YouTube.com/Reality Alert. We also go live on Instagram. So that's a good place to follow us. A lot of people have been having fun following us on there and stuff like that. So, yes, very excited to see you guys there. Okay.
Bye. Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.